Commissioners Court for Monday, August 11th, 2025, at 9 o'clock a.m. begins here.
Commissioners Court, open meeting on the 11th day of August. At 9 a.m. here at the courthouse in Mount Vernon, we'll start with limitations. Scotty, you're going to lead us. You weren't here last week, so I had to do it. Yeah, we'll let you do it.
All right. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. We just do thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings you've given us. Thank you for where we live, Lord, and all the people we get to do life with. Thank you for our neighbors. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve this community. Pray that you give us wisdom and understanding in all the decisions and choices we make today. Guide us and direct our thoughts and our conversation. We continue to pray, Lord, for our nation and the great nation we live in, for this state. And we pray for just your blessings and provisions for us all as a whole. We pray for our friends and allies all across this world. Pray for Israel. And we just pray for peace on this earth. And we just once again thank you with full hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The United States flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Got it.
Do you have any public comments? Okay. Well, number one, consider and take action to approve the minutes from July 28, 2025 regular session, July 28, 2025 budget workshop session, and August 4, 2025 special session.
Before you do that, there's a couple of corrections to the July 28th workshop. The time in the very top section, I had forgotten to change from 9 o'clock a.m. to 1, so that's reflected as 1 o'clock p.m. And then the adjourn, the motion was made by Commissioner Cooper, and Commissioner Newsom seconded the motion.
Okay, I need a motion to approve with the changes.
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against Kenny and authorize their payments. Paris? County Treasurer Paris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $372,925.69.
Okay. I'm moving to pay the claims with the county.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve 2026 renewal rates for health, dental, life, voluntary life, and vision with TAC HEDP. Who's doing that?
We're located
in Houston. She's missing an action, actually. Do you know anything about it?
It went up.
It went up about 2%?
Yes.
I mean, we got a bit of
yes.
Which was a little better than what she
then
thought.
Well,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I make a motion to approve the health benefits.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action to approve agreement from SOE for voter education software.
Yes, he's gone to a school this week.
Do we need to table that one then? So she's not here.
This was the, you know, when Marla, we talked about just giving her the money to purchase it instead of paying it out. But this is just the agreement first.
Oh, okay. So we just need to approve the agreement, correct?
Yes.
That's what we talked about in the workshop, but not the last workshop, the time before.
I think it was $17,000, or you could do a month later or some kind of thing.
But this is just the approval.
Yes, the agreement. The budget amendment won't come until she actually gets an invoice.
I make a motion to approve the agreement with SOE for voter education software.
Second. Okay, got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Okay. Number five, consider and take action to approve order of elections for state constitutional amendment elections. I think that's another one of those kind of.
Yeah, that you just have to.
Well, you got to do that.
Yeah, she said this election will be held November 4th, 2025.
I move we approve the order for special election. Second.
Okay, got a motion to second, any discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it.
Can we go back to three, I know we already agreed and everything, but wasn't that add on to that on the price? Was there a change in price on that, or can we just?
On the.
If we get the grant, it'll be a change in that.
That's a separate thing.
Okay.
This one was a different software. The grant she gave me an update on, it's still impending, but if it gets approved, then we'll be, what, $1,700, I think.
All right, that's all I was.
Yeah, it was two separate.
Okay, so that was, which one, you talking to Jerry?
That was the.
Three, okay.
Not to worry.
The HAVA, I don't have that on the agenda this time, but the HAVA is what he's asking about.
Number seven, consider and take action to approve affidavit for purchase.
Number six.
Oh, I'm sorry. Consider and take act to approve order of appointment of elections and judges and alternates.
Move we approve the appointment of election judges and alternates as presented.
Second.
Got a motion second, any discussion over there? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve affidavit of purchase request for election equipment from Mount Vernon ISD. And this is what they had, I remember them talking about this one. And they just want to sell it to us. Do we get any information on that cost or not? $15,000?
Yes, $15,000, three pieces.
Okay, and I think she was wanting two.
I'm sorry, it's actually six with your judge.
Okay. I probably got it, remember I was using this one a little off time. All right, what's your pleasure? I can't believe she's not there today.
She's at a school.
Oh, that's right, that's what she said. She shouldn't put all this stuff on her.
I'm going to reapprove the affidavit for the purchase request of election equipment from MVISD.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second, any more discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, let me start running, we need to see if all that one. All right, number eight, consider and take action to approve road use agreement for precinct one with Lupinus. This was tabled and we just decided to put it back on there. We did a yay or nay.
I didn't put that back on there, Judge.
Well, we tabled it, haven't we? I figured this is a good time for me just to get rid of it or do it. So, Landon, do you want to speak to this? Or?
I mean,
you've already spoke.
I mean, my recommendation is that a road use agreement is better than not having one. And that if the bond amount's an issue, you put whatever bond amount that the county, this court thinks is appropriate. And so that's my recommendation.
Well, they sent something, they moved it up from 500,000 to a million. I think if we do anything, they said five miles of road and it costs $300,000.
That's a misconception right there. They're putting down 5 miles of road and it's 8.5 miles.
Yeah.
I measured them all yesterday.
Well,
and then, but I'm telling you right now, I'm against the road use agreement because it takes too much. And Landon disagrees with it. It takes too much authority away from the road manager. That's me.
Yeah.
And I'm against it from day one.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. It's more kind of you.
Also, I got a constituent out there that lives on dead end road. It's 1076 off of 71 West, one to Suffolk. He's an ag teacher up there. Same thing. And they're wanting to put their maintenance yard right inside the gate of where his house is. I'm talking about having spit one and hit his house.
Yeah.
And that's no good. There's tons and tons of stuff coming there at 24/7.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use that road at all because it's a good road fix for that. Dead end road's been company. There's not a lot of maintenance done. I don't want them coming there tearing it up.
But they can't, and they will if they.
Well, we'll never let that court if it happens.
Well, I mean, we won't be able to sue them and say.
We can sue them. That road use agreement don't give us much authority. It keeps us from doing anything. We've done been there and done that. And once we know what they'll do.
And we got our money back.
We got what we asked for.
We have money sitting in the bank.
And that's what I'm saying. We got the 5 miles. They're figuring 5 miles of road, but they got a big picture of every road out there they want to use. And then when you come back to figure the price that they want to pay, it's 1/4 of what the original cost
was. That's what I'm saying. Put whatever number you want in that blank.
If it's 9 miles, you know, it looks like $2.7 million.
I don't want a road use agreement. I just don't want one.
All right.
I mean, I'll just say, just so it's clear, and I think it already is clear, my recommendation to the court, as your county attorney, is the road use agreement is going to be save the county money, and it's the best legal way to go. Again, y'all make whatever decision you want, I've spoken.
I appreciate it.
All right. Do we have a motion? If we don't have a motion, we'll die, because I want to end it today. I don't want to table it again. All right, do we have a motion? Going once, going twice, all right. That's like a motion. I will say this, something we're going to go discuss now. If y'all haven't driven down around Cunningham lately, I finally drove down there. This is what scared me. Is that they're going to build these, and this company just builds them, and they're going to build them. There's grass going, there's twisted metal. They're going to run off the lead, and that did it. I wasn't really mad about it until I saw that. But are they going to do that to us? I think they will, because I think there's so many companies that are going to move to this one. It is. It's sitting. Go look.
One of the companies is trying to get into Franklin County right now. They've already had to pull up roots and come out of Oklahoma because of what they've done. They didn't fulfill their contracts, and the judge told them to pay for it. And I don't know where it's at right now in court. It might be a misconception, but I've been hearing it for the last year and a half. And I've actually talked to the attorney that worked the case.
But yeah, they talked about that, but they need this to make electricity, but they won't upkeep. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that's probably what happened here, because it's just, I don't know. It's just, if you hadn't seen it, probably Cunningham, look at it. That'll make you want to throw up. But anyway.
We're going to come back 40, 50 years.
Can I say one word?
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out, I am a Sun Racer. My name is Jody Robbins.
Yeah.
Just to let you all know that I don't know what these other companies are doing, but our leases with these two landowners, we have to post a bond for the amount that a third-party engineer estimates it will take to take everything out of there. And so around,
down
I don't remember if it's 10 or 15
down
years.
10 feet? Down to 2 feet deep? Is that right?
Down to 3 feet deep.
3 feet?
3 feet. And so that goes into the bank. If something happens to us as a company, that money is there to take everything out and leave it as close to as we can as how it was before. So just to let you know, I understand that some companies are bad operators, but we are trying to do this right.
All right, we appreciate it. I will say this also, one of the guys that lives on this road sent me some stuff, and there's trash. It's not y'all's company, but it's the company doing y'all's surveying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's trash everywhere. He's got it. He's supposed to be here today. He's going. Oh, is he? There you are. Yes, I'm not there.
The problem.
Which I've got to be there. You don't mind, I'll say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been in the power business for 35 years. Okay. I've seen this up and down whole state of Texas. When the contractor gets sued, they're going to walk off. The lifespan of these things are 25 years. When it's over with, there's nobody going to come clean them up. And my other concern is the county road. Are they going to have a lay down yard, a staging area for trucks to get off the county road, or are they going to just sit out there and block?
They can't. No, I've already told them about that. They can't. That's ill better.
They're going to install that construction entrances and exits when they come out of the pastures, when it rains and gets muddy, and they don't drag all that crap out on the road.
That's a big problem. Real big problem in our area. I mean, we have to take what?
I've dealt with this 35 years in the power business. I worked for Encore as a consultant beyond the transmission line. I've seen windmills, I've seen solar. Neither one of them, they're 4% of the grid all at Mount State. They can't operate with that unless Encore or Swiftco or a big AEP company builds a substation for them to operate. I've seen 340 megawatts coming from windmills and solar back toward Texas, from West Texas, when I was out at Brownwood, Texas. Next day, we were sending 640 megawatts back that way. So they're basically a joke. They say it's government funded, it's taxpayer funded. If that money went away, they'd go away.
Aaron, did you want to just talk to the gentleman back here about it? Or?
I'd like to visit with him after the meeting privately.
Yeah, with Aaron about this.
Okay.
But that being said, you can't stop here.
Yeah, but and again, that's what the point is how quickly can we get the roads in that precinct back to a good condition?
That's up to me to get that
done. Let me finish my, because without the funding, without the security, I mean, they're coming. We don't need to confuse those two issues.
Yeah, they're coming. You can't stop them.
The second question is, A, we don't want them to come, but we can't stop them. B, we have a road, we have our asset, which is the road. And we have people that live on these roads. We have.
I've been trying to keep them off the road over there for the last year.
Jerry, we can't keep them off the road. That's
heavy equipment with 80,000 pounds.
If they can drive on the roads in Texas, they can drive on that county road. Yes, they have to. If they cause damages, they're liable.
Well, they're unloading it like Kenny said. They're unloading in the road and using the
extra drugs. You have entered into more road use agreements than any other commissioner in this court currently. And so
I know the business is honest about it, and it has a different picture from where you're sitting and where I'm sitting.
If we're sitting here in 2031, I guarantee you we're probably going to have road issues based on this.
I
got one. I have just one or two questions. I believe last two meetings we talked about some of this. It's just curious, and it's my curiosity. What is the benefit of a road use agreement to a company like this?
Give them authority to do what they want to do.
I'd like to hear that. Because obviously, a lot of times business on the bottom line, they feed the bottom line. And nobody necessarily just goes and offers $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, just put into a letter of credit or a performance bond. I'm just trying to figure out what is the benefit for the company to have a road use agreement. Because you already have your permits from the state, your heavy load permits, correct?
Right.
So that already gives you the ability to walk out and come down our roads and tear up the roads and violate whatever our weight limits are on it. So you're already covered like that, right?
Right.
So what is the benefit of the road use agreement for a business?
I mean, most of the benefit is for the county, quite honestly.
I understand what the benefit
for
the county
is. For us, I guess it provides certainty so we don't have to enter into litigation once we leave.
What kind of litigation?
Because
we'd have litigation, even with a road use agreement, we'd have litigation at the end because we'd probably get a difference of opinion on how much damage there is. We're going to still have to pay some kind of lawyer fee, so your company would disagree with what our assessment is, probably.
Well, I mean, I don't think so, because, you know, we did change our road use agreement to go in and do a pre-job survey. And so, you know, we would try to come to an agreement on that before we even started the project. I think all it does for us is it provides some certainty. We're happy and just to, you know, make sure, like, putting in $1 million bond, that doesn't say that that's the most we're going to spend to fix the roads. That just gives you guys some certainty that money is in the bank.
I appreciate you answering my question. I hear my commentary and the conversations for the last couple of courts. That's just a question I had.
It's mostly just trying to do things like we're supposed to and, you know, checking off a box.
Well, in actuality, I know this is probably not the way the business works too, but at the end of all this period, if y'all tore up the road, we can all still come together and come to an agreement on who should pay what, right? Without being the lawyers involved?
I think
might be a little naive of me to say that, but I mean, we're trying to make
an agreement. I think it has to be
recorded. Okay. All right. Good enough. Thank you.
My husband has already been blocked. And he goes over there 2 or 3 times a day. So I don't know that that will stop.
No, but just call the sheriff's department. So
once we give a road use agreement with the transmission line, people, they took the heavy equipment and drove it right down the road, and you stop and tell them, get up, keep it off the road. It's not supposed to be in there. They're supposed to be on there right away. And I said, well, we got a road use agreement. And the city of Mount Vernon's already signed off on it. That's what was told to me. And that's how far things get. Mount Vernon and playing deal with roads out there, but that's somebody told him that, and that's just what one of the drivers spouted off, you know, trying to convince me that he was wrong, he was right, and I was wrong.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
In regards to putting up a bond for the upkeep or maintenance of this road, at whose discretion is that going to be at when the road gets repaired? Are we going to have to drive on roads that are tore up where they are now until they get finished? Or are they going to maintain these during the time the project's going on?
That was their road use agreement, was to maintain during.
If they turn it over to the bond company, we do it with insurance companies.
I mean, here's what I'll tell you. Is litigation is going to take longer than any insurance or bond company takes. It's and again, y'all have to believe me or not. I mean, y'all's decision.
I agree with you.
I don't see any benefit other than being able to say we said no to solar.
The only way you can fix it is like in Montordale counties. Most counties have a road agreement in place, but it's at the discretion of that commissioner in that precinct what he needs to get to repair those roads after they've been damaged.
I've got all that figured in.
If we have a road use agreement, we are happy. We would want to keep the roads as we go along. If we don't have a road use agreement, we're not allowed to. We can't just come in and start working on your roads without.
You can come in with any piece of equipment either, tear up the road either. I can keep you from tearing up the road. I can stop you from tearing up the road.
That's not true.
No.
I understand that part,
but it's a state, but.
Commissioner Cooper, point me to the law that says that. That gives the county commissioner the right to.
I understand they got the state license.
Law enforcement's the only one.
Well, you can't help them.
You call it sheriff work. But the thing about it is, they're not violating the law on their way.
But they can't get from their house to the highway to the doctor.
It's a bad thing. I'll agree with you. It's a bad thing.
This is going to make anybody that lives on that 5 or 6 miles, however long it is, they all say.
Terracon's been on there for several years and they've never asked for a restraint.
I have not been able to finish a sentence without you. Go ahead. That this is going to make driving on those roads for the next, probably 5 years, if not more. Very difficult. And so, I mean, again, I'm just pointing out that this is, in my opinion, bad business, and legally incurring costs that don't have to be incurred at the end of the day to get less money. But again.
Well, I can tell you, when I come down through there pulling a cattle trailer loaded with cattle and the road is blocked, that's not going in first.
But again, that's a separate issue. We can't stop them from being on the roads.
I know that.
And so.
But you can stop them from blocking the road. They got a stake in your actually.
That's a different problem. That's a violation.
90% of theirs is blocking the road. I mean, they drive now off the highway and they're not even parking.
I've had my turn unloading a track hole in the middle of the road and wave me around to get in the ditch for tree limbs and everything else, telling me to come on.
Because they don't want to buy 2 feet of the road.
I didn't get into it with some trucks on 21.
That's just the beginning. You put that lithium.
I paid the taxes on the road and everything else over here, so and they're not paying the damn thing. So.
Mary, did you hear something on your line?
I'm trying hard not to say words.
Hang on to the good. No, we were kind of beating the dead horse.
Right. Not going to stop, did it? They need to be working with me.
Yeah. All right. Changing the subject a little bit, talked to Scotty about the Marla said that she could take the Winsboro out of the general fund. But I'll kind of let you kind of take over that and look at that. Wednesday, I think, is when Steve's going to be over and needed the. Did y'all get
the rock and the dirt's there? I do know out there at Walford or whatever it's called, they've got the wacky packer that he needs. So. I'm just going to wait for that day to go meet.
Handheld.
Let's see.
Oh, you're using a handheld?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Oh, animal?
Yeah, doctor's license.
Oh, there you are. I put a, I think she sent it to me about the animal control report. Joke it all that. I put them in a couple on our desk and everything. Doc, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, basically, we've all got the report there. Basically, that just shows that we're doing something. The shelter is really starting to work. Now, some of you may wonder, we haven't officially opened yet. I've kind of wondered that myself. I left on vacation, and I thought, and I came back, and anyway, Greg Lindholm wanted to have a fence across the front before we officially opened. He's afraid if we're officially open, everybody knows about it, they'll be using a dumpster back there if they can, and they'll be dumping dogs out there. So they want to get the fence. We had an agreement with Prefer, and nothing had happened there. I talked to the man who's installed the fence last week, and nobody had told him anything, so I got with him, we got that figured out. He has got all of the Prefert fencing material there. We've got it stacked behind the clinic. He started stringing some lines. We're going to have two gates there, and they're going to have concrete posts set in there, so that's four concrete posts. That's going to take a little while to get all the concrete done and get that set. And he's going to start that as soon as he can. Once that's set up, he can get that fence put up pretty fast. But that's what we're waiting for right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Anybody any questions? All right. What else we got?
Contracts. Kyle, he was supposed to start the one type start out there with the.
Yeah.
No fire department, no fire deal out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I do need to say this to y'all and to the Sheriff's Department. There's nobody here. Whenever we, oh, there you are. You can relay this. You're probably in charge of it anyway. Whenever we put a vehicle in auction, take the license plates off. We have problems because we had some people trying to get lost titles, and I tried G-running. You had to send your driver license picture to them and everything. Make sure you take license plates off there that belong to the county. 10-4. Yeah, that can be a, and then if we sell one and they go through that.
We need to make sure you get them get you along too.
Yeah.
I had a less than a week old truck I stolen and didn't have a good job. Did you hear about that?
No.
That the last new truck, dump truck was on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I did hear about that. Yes,
I never even had time to put the stickers on it.
Wow.
But they luckily found it down the road.
They found it down the river, didn't they?
Yeah, just a little muddy up the way the hammer stood up there.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, if they go through the little eyes there in Dallas, the toll roads, we get the bill for it.
Yeah.
We know that's happened. So make sure, whenever we sell something, make sure that we take out some plates off of it. That came up today. What else? Anything else we need to go?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All fair say aye. All opposed. Thank y'all. No workshop.